USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Florida's Republican candidate for governor, current Congressman Ron DeSantis, denying that he was making a racial reference when he warned Florida voters not to monkey this up by electing the Democrat Andrew Gillum. He'd made the remark on Tuesday after the primary results were in. Last night, he said,
"It has zero to do with race. It has everything to do with whether we want Florida to continue to go in a good direction, building off the success, or do we want to turn to left-wing socialist policies."
Gillum, who's Florida's first African-American major party nominee for governor, called that remark by DeSantis straight out of the Trump playbook. A service to honor the late Senator John McCain is set for this morning at a church in North Phoenix, and former Vice President Joe Biden's among those expected to make remarks. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
After some were concerned that Canada may not end up being part of a new trade agreement between the United States and Mexico, President Trump says the White House is in full communication with Canadian officials and they will be part of the deal if they want to be.
Canada's here right now. They were here till late in the evening. They came to see us. They wanted to meet us. They want to be a part of it.
Trump saying he's given Canada until tomorrow to decide if it wants to join in the currently bilateral agreement. Someone is using the murder of college student Molly Tibbetts to promote white nationalism in Iowa. Tibbetts went missing on July 18th, an undocumented immigrant charged with her murder. According to a report in the Des Moines Register, an Idaho man has been making robocalls from an Iowa phone number using the Tibbetts murder to justify white nationalism. Remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A now ex-cop in Texas will spend some hard time behind bars himself for killing an unarmed black teen last year. Former Belch Springs officer Roy Oliver sentenced to 15 years in prison for killing Jordan Edwards. Oliver, who is white, opened fire on a car that Edwards was a passenger in. Edwards' stepmother said the family is thankful for the sentence, though they were hoping for a stiffer sentence for the former officer. President Trump is nixing the idea of resuming joint military exercises with South Korea. That announcement contradicts his own defense chief, James Mattis, who said a couple of days ago there were not plans to suspend those war games any longer. Trump saying there's no reason to spend money on them. He cited his warm relationship, as he calls it, with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un, and he warned that he could jumpstart the exercises again at any time if North Korea was to act up. And Alec Baldwin no longer involved in that new Joker movie. Baldwin telling USA Today that he had last-minute scheduling conflicts just days after he took on a supporting role in that Batman film. He was set to play Bruce Wayne's father in the DC movie. Now says other people would be a better fit anyway. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.